Juno business operators say they weren't told the whole story when asked to donate items for an event at Centennial Hall next week. Juno Fest 2012 promises free gifts and other prizes worth more than $25,000. Everything from electronics to sporting goods and household items, passes to city recreational facilities, and store gift cards. Firefighters could win a Remington rifle. Police officers could get a Glock handgun.
And thank God for Walmart. Walmart donated a $1,000 grant to enable us to buy more Christmas toys.
Organizer Jody McLeod Andrews says they even have a car to give away. Businesses have variously been told that it's a holiday celebration, a party for kids, a benefit for local charities, or a way to honor local police and firefighters. What businesses have not been told is that the prizes are to draw people to a six-day religious revival. Photographer and gallery owner Daniel Buckscott says he donated two canvases worth about $300 each.
And right as she was about to leave, she grabbed my shoulder and my hand and started praying. We get a lot of people that pray at the gallery and everything like that. So the intensity of her praying was a little, intense, and then she left.
Buckscott called the solicitation for donations very deceptive. Other businesses confirmed they were approached under false pretenses or not told the whole story. Fred Meyer cards are listed on the Juno Fest posters as one of the giveaways, but local store director Ken Antcliffe says he did not donate the cards. Store policy includes contributing to local schools, children's activities, or charities alleviating hunger, but avoiding political or religious causes. In this case, Antcliffe says he traced the tax-exempt ID number to a local church.
It's going to be an epic event.
Sam Dalen, pastor of Juno's River of Glory Church, is paying nearly $7,900 to rent Centennial Hall for 6 days, clearly identified in the facility use agreement as church meetings.
Just six nights of celebrating the spirit of Christmas and keeping Christ and Christmas, singing Christmas carols, Christmas songs. That's what I believe the spirit of Christmas is, so that's what I share with people. And like I said, then the thing just kind of exploded.
Dalen has been promoting the event while identifying himself as chaplain for the Juno Police Department and Capital City Fire and Rescue. Representatives for both agencies say they are not involved.
I didn't know it was a problem to anybody, and anybody would think that I'm trying to do anything underneath the table or behind closed doors or whatever that. I have two titles. I do both. I am a chaplain. I am a pastor.
Dalen says he has been friends with Rodney Howard Brown for more than 20 years. Howard Brown runs Revival Ministries International, an evangelistic organization based in Tampa, Florida. Juno Fest 2012 is labeled on the website revival.com as just another stop on Brown's Great Awakening Tour. Evangelists Christopher and Victoria McCaskill say in a newsletter that Juno Fest will feature a new strategy by Pastor Rodney. We will draw the unsaved in using prizes and giveaways, they write. Then we will preach the gospel and see the power of God fall on the unsaved.
So that people don't become Christians because they believe the message, but because they want whatever's promised. And I think that's really skewing the gospel message.
Priscilla Pope Levison is professor of theology and assistant director of women's studies at Seattle Pacific University. She's also an ordained Methodist minister. Pope Levison says proselytizing, or presenting a message with a promised material reward, is viewed as suspicious by the general public.
There's a power dynamic then that's introduced, and this has really come into play in mission theory, where missionaries would go into foreign fields and they would promise something. And the term, pejorative term, that has arisen about this is Rice Christians.
Pope Levison is concerned that people coming to the event are not being told what it is. She also describes how the church has approached local businesses as a sketchy and potentially damaging practice.
I think it's wrong. I think it's really dangerous. So much of society is skeptical of Christianity, and rightly so. Christians are considered hypocritical. I really do believe in the importance of evangelism. For me, it's all about integrity and being as honest as one possibly can. I would never affirm a strategy that's not as transparent as possible.
Pope Leveson says the South African-born Rodney Howard Brown has been associated with the Holy Laughter movement, in which someone is seemingly taken over by the Holy Spirit.
And
and the cancer? It left.
Whoop!
In a YouTube video, Howard Brown and revival participants erupt in extended laughter or dance after a man tells of being healed. Howard Brown had this explanation on WSTK-TV's It's Supernatural program, also available on YouTube.
So what you are seeing and the people are seeing is an outpouring of the Spirit of God into the hearts of people, causing an overflow of God's joy, bringing refreshing, bringing restoration, healing broken hearts.
It's unknown if Holy Laughter will be part of JunoFest. During a recent interview, Sam Dalen seemed reluctant to explain everything happening at the event until he was asked about Howard Brown's potential appearance and pressed about the misleading solicitations for donated items.
I can apologize if they feel they've been misled, and if they, you know, if they want to take those items off the table, you know, they're more than welcome to.
Photographer Daniel Buckscott says he's definitely open to all walks of life and people's beliefs, but he doesn't want to be tied to an organization that's not upfront about their activities or standings on issues.
I've definitely learned to pay a little bit more attention in for the future, which is unfortunate because there's a lot of great organizations in town that I really enjoy supporting and always am looking for new ways to help out the community.
For now, Buckscott says he'll be asking for his pictures back. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.